A friend of mine, James O'Keefe, just released a new video. American Pravda Part 3 is what it's called. CNN selectively editing, hates Trump, and thinks voters are stupid. This all just rolled out, so we had to get James O'Keefe on the line. James is standing by here.
I'm here.
Hey, sir. Thank you, first of all, for joining us so quickly. What are the big takeaways from this one?
I mean, the biggest one, probably the most newsworthy, is the producer of Chris Cuomo's morning show, New Day, which is like happening right now. The producer says, quote, Kellyanne Conway looks like she got hit with a shovel in the face. And they're talking about how disparaging remarks against women by Trump and all this stuff. This is the producer for CNN, and this video has just been released half an hour ago. It's going viral. Donald Trump Jr. just embedded the video in his Twitter feed, by the way. And this part three of our CNN American Pravda expose exposes this unbelievable vitriol and inflammatory language from this producer. And the producer also says in this video,
yes,
that 90% of people at CNN agree with him. He said, quote, we're all on, 90% of us are on board with just the fact that he's crazy, and there's some language I can't repeat on the video. He reiterates the Russia rating stuff. And this is the producer for Chris Cuomo morning show in New York.
Okay, I want to get into this real quickly. We do have some of the audio, and the rest of the audio is coming in as we speak. Let's go first to cut seven, Mike. This is Jimmy Carr, the New Day producer, calling Trump crazy and voters stupid.
We all recognize he is a clown, that he is hilariously unqualified for this, that he's really bad at this, and that he does not have America's best interests. We recognize he's just crazy.
Would it be fair to question the intellect of the American voter?
Oh, no, they're stupid. Look, here's the deal. This is a man who's not actually a Republican. He's not actually a Republican. He just adopted that because that was the party he thought he could win in. He doesn't believe anything that these people believe. The man's on his third wife. I guarantee you he's paid for abortions. He doesn't give a shit about abortion. He doesn't care.
Okay, so this is the guy is just unloading on Trump calling voters stupid, James.
Calling voters stupid. Saying that 90% of us, he's speaking on behalf of CNN, are on board with just the fact that he's crazy. Our critics will say, well, this is just personal opinion. CNN's released a statement in response to the Fallout Tuesday video calling diversity of opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it. They said diversity of personal opinion, but this guy is saying that 90% of the people here agree with me. And there's another thing that he says. This video is there's a lot of stuff in here. He says that Trump has been paying for abortions. It's just some really disgusting, inflammatory things in this video. Here's what's unbelievable. Right now, as I speak, Chris Cuomo is on the air on CNN, as I speak, being bombarded with thousands of tweets of angry people, and his producer's on the set. I mean, this is all just happening right now. The video is being released, and all that CNN is talking about is the language against women from Trump. Here you have the CNN producer saying Kellyanne Conway, quote, looks like she got hit with a shovel in the face, unquote.
Okay, here's a cut 7C. This is him saying Kellyanne Conway, the Kellyanne Conway comment.
Now, and of course, the thing that pisses the White House off, because we actually had that awful woman, Kellyanne Conway, you know, the blonde.
Who's sorry,
Kellyanne Conway.
What's she look like? Is she the one with
looks like she got hit with a shovel.
Like she got hit with a shovel. Huh. Well, that's, yeah, and people are calling Trump intemperate.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a worse comment, a more inflammatory comment than the comment about face surgery. She got hit with a shovel. So this video, there's a lot to unpack here. The voters are as stupid as S-H-I-T. I mean, this is what the producer says. He says CNN is impartial only, quote, in theory. And at the end of the video, we actually found a segment, a raw audio tape that was leaked to us from one of their segments where they made a deceptive edit, and we put that in as well. So there's just so much to unpack here. Some of it's hard to hear on the radio,
yeah.
So you got to go to the YouTube account and watch the video.
And check that out with projectveritas.com. James, what was you mentioned a segment that was deceptively edited. Could you give us more detail on that?
Yeah. This was a segment in March on voter fraud. This is, again, New Day, and the editor and producer of this segment is the one that's featured in the video. It just happens to be the case that we got leaked an audio and then we secretly recorded that producer. And this segment was about an hour and a half of a raw that CNN condensed to a few minutes. And when we when in the video we show the Raw that they omitted, and in the Raw they did the same thing that Katie Couric sort of did, where she edited out in that gun documentary. I don't know if your audience mm-hmm. knows about that, but Katie Couric made a deceptive edit. She's being sued for defamation. CNN does a similar thing. So we're exposing the omission, the edit that they omitted that made the panelists that they were interviewing look stupid.
I want to point out something. I want to point out something that's related directly to you about that, which is to say, every time you've come out with a video, you've faced the criticism that the videos you put out are edited, meaning they've been condensed and presented in a package. And why don't you put out the Raw video? The Raw video should exonerate whoever you've targeted. And so often we've seen it never does actually exonerate it because you have released Raw video. That criticism now you've turned around on CNN, it appears.
Vince, this is just absolutely devastating. I mean, I can't don't take my word for it. This thing is the number one trending thing, right? As I'm speaking, it's Trump, Donald Trump Jr. has embedded it in his Twitter. It's blowing up. This is unbelievable. We have people leaking us Raw segments now. They're recording the CNN interviewing them, right? So it's an hour and a half interview that they condensed down to like 5 minutes. And if you look at this video, we have actually deconstructed the edit. We took the segment, and then we fattened the audio so you could hear the Raw that you didn't hear on TV, and it is devastating. It shows the CNN making the guy look like a fool when he had an answer to her question. And this is the same editor that's on tape saying Kellyanne got hit with the face, with a shovel.
James, one thing here, I want to get in here is what I keep thinking as these videos come out is the beauty of this is you are literally making so many people so jittery and so paranoid. They don't know who is friend and who is foe. And that is the beauty of this because the left has really gone to extreme lengths to silence the right. And I love that you are now kind of turning this around on them and making them as jittery and making them not the inability to know who to trust and not wanting to speak out. And at the same time, exposing the duplicity from the left. Quick question. Does it make it harder for you to do your job, though?
Hell no.
Okay.
Because human nature is what it is. And the great thing about reality is that it's reality just is. I mean, if there is fraud and there's inconsistencies and there's hypocrisies, then we can't lose. If they stop the fraud, then we win. If they continue the fraud, then at least we win exposing fraud.
James, real quick before we have to go here, do you have any more CNN material, and should we expect it soon?
Well, we do have more. I mean, we just broke this thing just this minute.
That's true. You did.
So I would say let's see what happens today, and I don't think we want to break one Friday night before 4th of July, but maybe Wednesday. But let's make this one count. And I'd love your audience to go and spread this YouTube video. It's American Pravda Part 3, ProjectVeritas.com. Send the video to everyone you know.
James O'Keefe, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall on a breaking news morning for you and now for us. I appreciate that.
Thank you.